I do praise you. I love you.
I glorify thy name above every name. Oh, Lord, you are supreme. People don't give you reverence. Father, and I thank you. I thank you that you're real. You're forever faithful. Your word declares that your eyes are over the righteous and your ears open to cry. Lord, I just praise you because we can call upon you. We can bless you. In return, you bless us. I thought I was sure. Oh, bless us. Glory to God. Our cup runs over. Oh, her cup runs over. Surely, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Yes, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Father, we just give this whole time to you. We thank you for this Tuesday. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you for how you put Brother Freedom through the school of the Holy Ghost. And you show him these many things that are so glorious. Oh, you're so wonderful. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory and adoration. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for anointing him today and blessing our listener. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I just do praise you. And I thank you that you're so real. I thank you for your son, Jesus. He's so special. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you for that, your mighty spirit. Oh, Lord, you sent down upon earth the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Father, I thank you for his anointing. I thank you for that blessed hope that we have. And I praise you for this day. I praise you for the miracles I see. And I pray that you'll speak to your people this day as only you want, you can. I pray it'll be by the prophetic word from heaven. I pray that you'll speak right now and bless your people in the wonderful name of Jesus. I truly believe that we're living in a day that perilous times are come. Men are lovers of pleasures, very selfish, very high-minded, very good opinions of themselves. They don't know one to speak any criticism to their life because they've already made it. And they just have the only room to tell the others how it is. We know there's many liars, seducers, spirits of iniquity, backbiters, haters, adulterers, fornicators, full of lust. Where did we ever see the lust like we got now? Men lust after the opposite sex. They lust after those things that's not for them. They lust after the things of the wicked one, what it is. Because he makes his satanic powers become devilish in the sexual realm, and that attracts people when they're in evil doing themselves. And that is very wrongdoing with the Lord. But yet it's ongoing this day in this world. And there's a landslide of this type of going on. Men sleeping with other men, women with women, men and women together without marriage, just jacked up together, living adulterous. And then they wonder why they're sick, why they're afflicted, why they have problems, why they have headaches. Because the temple that God gave us was only lent to us for this day. And how we handle this temple is how God's going to deal with us at the end when we meet him face to face. We're to keep this temple spotless. We're to keep it in tune with God because the Holy Spirit resides within us and helps us. Many people cannot have that because they're living a two-section life. It means they're living for God on one side, and the other side, they're living from the world. They think the world's okay because it's just where everybody else is. But that world pulls them down to they have satanic powers, satanic feelings, satanic urges to do things that they shouldn't do. And with that, we see many, many people, good people, are way off balance. They're walking in self. You take man in the world today, everybody is selfish. They want their own thing. They want their own day. They want everything out of it about their day. They want to take a trip. They want to do this and that. When they're on the trip, they want to fulfill all the fun that they can have. But you know, this season we're living in is going to last for a short season because very rapidly it's going to happen very shortly. Their trips are going to end. All this spending the money is going to end because hard times are going to come if the Lord permits. A day of darkness you've never seen before. A day of discouragement. A day of rottenness is going to unveil through the clouds of glory. And you're going to put yourself down in a place you wish you'd never been born. You'll see that there's troubles every place you look. If you try to live a halfway moral life,
You're going to be in Bowdy. They want to kill you. They're going to take your life because they're jealous of anybody that can live righteously. That's the type of people that's going to be in this world. They're going to try to destroy anything that's good, and Satan's causing this to happen. He's putting it in their ears to do it, and they're doing it, and there's going to be old people are not going to be safe at all. Children's going to be unsafe for them. It's going to be a time of recklessness, a time of lawlessness, a time of troublesome times that we've never seen before. A day when man's going to run rampant for a season, but he's going to get his wings cut short pretty fast because when this starts, at that time, this earth is going to slow down because the dollar won't go, money will not, there'll be perilous times before them. Their investments they've had are going to be all used up. All the investments, the things that they work for is going to be gone. And just being able to find a meal is going to be hard to come by. A day of struggles you've never seen before. But this coming to pass in a season, it's coming. Like everything comes in its season. It's right on time right now. We're at that time of closely to seeing a great change develop overnight. We're seeing our weather is changing very rapidly. We don't understand it, but God's under control. God knows all about the weather. He does it to have his people to wake up. But his people don't wake up. He predicts that knowing the time is high time to wake out of sleep. Well, we as God's people, we don't want like that. We want to do our own thing, and we still want to be Christians, but we want our own way. We're just like a child that wants everything. He's not content unless he gets his own way and everybody else's. He's just content to have his feelings on everything, everybody that lives. And that's the way we are of God's children. It's not us, but it's what's in us. We got the enemy in within us. He's there to destroy you. He's there to make you where you don't develop. See, we're going to develop in the Lord. And when this underdevelopment takes place, it means you're full of darkness. You're full of things that's not bridled no more. Things that should have been broke, curbed, whatever you want to say, they should have been brought out of you. You need to have God to touch you. Remove that darkness within you. Oh, praise God. We need the cleansing. This is after the cleansing has stopped. When you see much evil in this land, much wickedness, a place of wrong spirits, doctrines of devils, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, seducing spirits, wicked imaginations. All this is coming to pass because of that day. The day that's coming is when everybody is going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, their God, the Father, God, the Son, at that day. The child of God is going to come up and be up there in the marriage supper with the Lord Jesus. But that day that those are not sealed off by him, it's going to be a troublesome time here upon earth. The angels of heaven come down and march upon the world and put on all lawbreakers. All have their own way upon this world. They'll have your way no longer. And you're going to come face to face with God the Father. And he's going to deal with you each individually. And he can take and see through you because he knows all about you. He's known you from the very first day that you lived till now. Just like I was under a tree yesterday, the Spirit of God moved upon me. And the Lord says, I've viewed this for many years. I know it's right. But he said he's seen that day exactly. But if you're living evil, he can't stand to look at your evil. So he sees you as darkness. And with that, you're going to receive a sentence for not the good, but for the evil. Satan's going to be bound, and you're going to go with him. It's troublesome times ahead of those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that are not walking in his love. Those that are not walking in his victory. There's troublesome time before you, my people. And you need to straighten up. You need to call upon him. And God will answer you and show you great and mighty things. But the trouble is, you do not call upon him. You don't want no one to tell you what to do. You want to go out here and do your own thing. And that's to the churches. You know, the churches had so much, they had everything. They had the stained windows, they had the offerings, and God even blessed some of their prayers because how good he is. They weren't doing as well, but he still blessed them because God's God, hoping that they would wake up. But man has never wanted to wake up to the things of righteousness. They want to slough off. It's in their nature to live sinfully, to have the sins of darkness within them. But God says you must come out from among me separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. We have to, it has to be able to inherit eternal life. We have to come out from this world and be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and he will receive us, and he will be a father. And ye then ye shall be your sons and daughters. But unless you don't be separated to one, you're not going to be separated from your sin. Those sins will still have you. And those sins will pronounce your sentence. The sentence is eternal judgment forever and ever and ever. Outer darkness forever and ever in darkness. A heat that you cannot never quench. No water to fill to touch your tongue. What a terrible time I feel for people. But how they've been misled. How they've been sown or bought this goods that they can live any old way and acknowledge Jesus Christ, and that's the end of it. But they're going to find out. They're going to miss it. That was just the first part of it. When you first come to the Lord, God would save you, cleanse you up, but you would then start walking day by day. Yes, you would make troubles, but God would forgive you, and you keep walking. You become an overcomer. And the bottom line is, you have to become an overcomer to inherit eternal life. And it says, few there be to find it. Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that enter that, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And what few there be that find it. And he also pronounces from the old prophecies, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. How many was in one Noah, just his family? That's all that was saved. And there were scores of people here upon earth. There were millions of people. So, by that, if by comparison, there's not going to be a lot that's going to make it. I'm talking a lot of you out there, you need to get yourself right with God. You need to get that pride out of your life. Get that superior spirit out of you, that prideful thing from Satan, and humble yourself, and God will heal you. Submit yourself to him with the mighty hand of God, and God will heal you, set you free. But until you do, seducing spirit's going to take care of you and remain in you. And there's going to be troublesome times. Because these ways of sickness upon this earth. Many won't even know what the cause of that sickness is. It's going to be so rampant. The Lord just showed me yesterday, and I'm not going to uncover it, but it's got a real heavy, only thing that can live around it is those that's right with God. So I say this to the church today. You need to get right with God. You might not like Brother Freedom, you may not like even the Holy Ghost, but he is your way, not Brother Freedom. I'm nothing. I don't want you to know I am nothing, but I know God, and God is everything. He will save you. He'll keep you. He'll cleanse you. He'll make you over, but you have to mean business with him. You need to call upon this thing. You need to pray and seek him, because it means your whole destiny, where you're going to be eternity, where you're going to spend your eternity. I pray that you'll make amends this day. Pray that you'll call upon him. Oh, speak to his heart. Say, Lord, I need you this day. I want forgiveness. And God will forgive you. God is very merciful. Some of you have lived very loosely, but yet he'll still forgive you. Some of you used his name in vain, but he'll still forgive you. He says he'll never even remember your sin no more. So God's not going to even hold it against you. If you come to him, he's going to give you as a new child. But it's up to you this day where you want to be. Do you want to live in the Lord? Or live in the opposite. There's only two directions on this world. You end up in heaven or hell. That's pretty sound, pretty solid thinking, but that's what it is. It's heaven or hell. Two H's. Heavenly is heavenly, and hell is a terrible place. I pray that God will bless you today. I pray that you'll seriously think about what you're doing. I pray that you'll wait upon God. Search him. Read that Bible. Search it. Call upon him. God's here to help you, to mend your ways. But you need to try to come out from this world, because you can't live in the world and be in love with God. I just believe that. I believe that we got a singular love God. God bless you all. Pray that God bless you today. In the wonderful name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. God bless all. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God's made a way. What a wonderful way. We don't want to miss it. Thank you for listening. You need to listen to this message again. I need to listen to it again. What a wonderful message. Praise God.